Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is from the Gospel just read with focus of the words of our Lord quoting Isaiah. Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. Please be seated. When I think of angels, I want the picture to be of Gabriel speaking to the Virgin Mary that she will have a son and will call his name Emmanuel. That is my first angel picture. When I think of angels, I want to have a picture of a guardian angel, maybe Saint Michael or another, protecting my children through the hours of the night, keeping watch over them while they sleep. When I think of angels, I want to think of the angels who announced the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ to the shepherds that first Christmas Eve. Those are the angel pictures that I can understand. Those are the angel pictures that I can wrap my brain around. Those are the angel pictures that really seem appropriate for the Christmas season. But it is much harder recognizing an angel who's wearing camel's hair, eating locusts and honey. That sounds a little bit more like an angel off of the Sci-Fi Channel or maybe Comedy Central. You can picture a TV series, something like Not Your Ordinary Angel. Yet that is exactly what Jesus calls him. Behold, I send my messenger, the Greek word angelos, angel, before my face. God has a habit of using out of the ordinary messengers throughout the years. Maybe it is an angel with a flaming sword, like we have in Genesis, but it could also be a burning bush. It could be strange prophets doing even stranger things. Might even be a talking donkey, like we had with Balaam. It is almost sometimes as if God wants to shock us out of our comfort zone and help us hear what he has to say. And what, dearly beloved, does he have to say? Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. So there is John, this weird angel, proclaiming the message of repentance and faith to God's people near and far. John is not your typical preacher, but the message that he brings is from God himself. He is a steward of the mysteries of God, and he manages these mysteries very well. Today, God reveals his mysteries to you by word and meal. Today, God reveals to you and to me that you, like John, like all of those weird prophets before, and like everyone else in the whole world, that we are all sinners. That the grass withers and fades away. That the things that you and I want to cling to so hard in this life are not the things of God. You and I are always tempted to be attached to the wrong things, to presents, to time, to the right moment, the right memory, to all of these things. And while they may be and usually are good in their own right, what God says to you and to me through John and through our Lord this morning is, let go of all of those promises. Don't let those things be the ones that hold you down this season. Repent of your own selfishness. Repent, but more importantly, receive the comfort that only God can give. This picture from Isaiah is perhaps one of the most beautiful in all the Bible, where Isaiah paints this picture of how the grass withers, the flowers fade, how everything that we have today may be gone in an instant. And yet, the one thing needful, the one thing that matters most of all, is the very thing that lasts forever. The grass withers, the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. This Christmastide, as we prepare for it, cling to that one thing needful. Don't allow all of the stresses and strains and pressures that we put upon ourselves and that others put upon you every day, don't allow those to push out the very reason for Christmastide in the first place. God comes to you this day. He comes to forgive your sins. He comes to give you comfort in sorrow. He comes to give you hope in the midst of hopelessness. He comes to enlighten the darkness of your heart. Did you catch that line in our collect? Hear our prayers, enlighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. The only way that you and I are lifted up out of the gloom of our sin, out of the pressures of this day, is by God coming to you. And he does. He does here. He does now. He does by his word of forgiveness. He does by his sacred meal given to you this day for the forgiveness of your sins. So come, rejoice with St. John the Baptist, that weird prophet of old. Rejoice that God has come into our midst and that he comes to forgive us our sins. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.